This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Tried for a year to make a big deal out of the fact that Donald Trump talks about global government. That Donald Trump talks about the fact that there's a new world order. That Donald Trump talks about the fact that in her emails she's working for foreign megabanks to sign over our sovereignty to all these different multinational corporate institutions like TPP, the IMF, the World Bank, the Ex-Im Bank, the World Trade Organization, on and on and on. I mean, they can't have their cake and eat it too and have thousands of news articles calling for world government and pushing it and saying, don't we all just work for central banks on CNBC? And five guests say, yes, we work for central banks. They control the world now. We're not in a democracy or a republic. We're run by multinational banks, CNBC. The host and five guests all agree on show after show. Trump comes out, points out we're giving up our sovereignty. Our borders have been dissolved outside of law. Of course, I'm saying the same thing. Of course, Nigel Farage is saying the same thing. And yes, Trump is awake to this and has learned a lot the last 10 years. He was always against NAFTA and GATT 25 years ago before I was on the air. But I'm not saying that so, oh, I'll defend Trump because, oh, God, they're connecting me to him. They create much ado about nothing to create the illusion that talking about the New World Order is bad. On Friday, remember they said, it's anti-Semitic to talk about foreign cabals. They inject the race issue to try to get us off this subject. Not because it's discrediting, but if we start talking about how we're run by foreign megabanks, if we start talking about how we're run by these foreign institutions and how we've lost sovereignty, it's game over for them. I love how they take Howard Stern interviews he's done where he gets asked racy questions and act like new Howard Stern discovered, new where he got asked about, you know, threesomes 15 years ago. Oh, my gosh, he's done for now. We just discovered new Alex Jones interviews. Why? They were hidden like, oh, investigative report, all this fanfare. As they ignore all the WikiLeaks, all the criminality, all the real news, all the horrible things, the fact there's new stuff about her health being bad in the WikiLeaks. Of course it is. And Podesta trying to cover it up. Of course. Let's go to the new national ad, Hillary's Hope, that she's sending out to all her constituents. It's online. It's airing on TV. Here it is.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Sandy Hook is a synthetic, completely fake, with actors, in my view, manufactured.
I will not let you down.
The official story is a fable, and an inside job is the only explanation.
You will be very, very impressed, I hope.
They're the ones running ISIS. I mean, I've interviewed the cops and the people that saw the feds plant the bombs in Oklahoma City.
I think we'll be speaking a lot.
I think she's going to show up and on drugs, though. She's going to be blacked out.
I will not let you down.
She's a freaking demon, and she stinks, and so does Obama. I go, like, what? Sulfur.
Now I have the government documents where they said they're going to encourage homosexuality with chemicals so that people don't have children.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. And I'll tell you, it is surreal. I love it to talk about issues here on air and then word for word hear Trump say it 2 days later. It is amazing.
It is amazing.
Yeah. I should be happier about that. But it is just such an amazing time to be alive. I have too much energy right now. I've been working 7 days a week. I've cut back my caffeine intake like almost to nothing. And I'm bouncing off the walls because this is so epic. Let me calm down a little bit and come back and give you the good news. And I mean, let me tell you, It's some really good news. Amazing time to be alive. But I got to tell you, I'm very frustrated right now because the Haiti stuff we got so powerful that I don't even know how to do it justice. I mean, this is over the top.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD. Now on DVD and digital HD, Hillary's America, The Secret History of the Democratic Party, exposes the Democratic Party's hidden past and follows the controversial rise of presidential candidate Hillary Clinton. Hillary's America. Own it today on DVD and digital HD.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
It's Monday, October 17, 2016. We are now 21 days out from the election. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show, broadcasting worldwide from Austin, Texas.
Gary Byrne, former Secret Service agent, will be our guest at the bottom of the hour. Then I'm getting into all these clips of Donald Trump coming out and basically destroying the mainstream media, calling them on what they're doing, and getting into the fact that there is a conspiracy against the American people by 20 media executives. Zuckerberg admits it. The head of Google all admits it. Bezos admits it. The Washington Post, that they want to deliver this to Hillary. And there she is getting all of these endless corporate donations at levels we've never before seen, and Trump gets zero. Then Trump raises $170 million. Think about that. $170 million. And they're supposed to give him half of it for ads. Zero Republican money for him, because the same establishment we all claim we're against wants to keep him out because they've got this country under their control. Hillary Clinton is outraising Trump 20-1 among billionaires. Oh, but she's the anti-establishment candidate who's against TPP that Trump's been against for a decade. Turns out she helped write a bunch of it in the emails, and all the new WikiLeaks are coming out. So here's the good news. Even if they steal this election, and Trump still in a lot of battleground states is ahead, but it is close, this whole corrupt system of crony capitalism is coming down. And our republic is being restored. It took them 25 years to get out of the euro in England. That's still ongoing. We're going to get out of this whole global system a lot quicker. There it is. RNC TV ad spending for Trump, zero. And he's raised them record money. He's brought record numbers into the Republican Party. 4 million more people in the Republican Party than there's ever been. But see, they're all bought and paid for by the same lobbyists. It's an amazing time. But the good news is the facade has fallen. The metrics, the online numbers show it. Even Google admits 2,500 times more interest in WikiLeaks than all of the Trump scandals. I noticed we covered that and broke that last week, and Fox and Friends on Saturday morning had it up there with Juan Williams attacking Trump. Simply amazing. Gary Byrne, crisisofcharacterbook.com. He's a veteran Secret Service officer in the Clinton White House, served in federal law enforcement for nearly 30 years in the U.S. Air Force, Security Police, and Uniform Division of the Secret Service, and most recently as a federal air marshal. While serving as a Secret Service officer, Gary protected President Bill Clinton and First Lady and the First Family in the White House, and his book is Crisis of Character, and it ties in with other Secret Service agents that have gone public. Bongino's not gone public, but they've broken his house and threatened his family and his car, and he calls me up and says, listen, I know you're not saying I'm your source of this stuff, but God, can I come on and tell people I'm not just so they stop? No, we had Secret Service on the ground tell us she's fallen down. She's got a special ambulance vehicle. It's got lift gates. We're not telling you anything secret. Just watch what's going on. We said, well, what does she have? We're not going to tell you. Just start watching. She's falling down all the time. That's why they get her on medication. She disappears for a week. She can come back out for a few hours. But they're rolling the dice having her up here Wednesday. And that's why they're saying that Axelrod wants her to drop out now, because he destroyed her last time. So much is happening. But just, Gary, we've gone over your story. People should read the book to get it. White House Secret Service officer discloses his firsthand experience with Hillary, Bill, and how they operate. But Bongino just said this. Of course, he was the head of their foreign detail, very senior. He said, it's, quote, worse than you know. And we know they stole the plates. We know they stole George Washington's, you know, silverware. We know that they've done all these. It's all in the WikiLeaks now. I mean, now that more and more of the WikiLeaks have come out, you've never really given up the secrets. You just talked about what type of person she was. But now it's admitted, throwing fits constantly, treating people horribly, being very unstable. Like General Flynn has said, that she's known to be very unstable. For you as an insider, and by insider, somebody that's, you know, been a fly on the wall, we know that, I'm about to make a joke, but a fly on the wall, just what is it like as a citizen to be watching all this?
First of all, thank you, Alex. It's great to be with you again.
Thank you, sir.
And from my perspective, it was almost comical. And what I mean by that is, I mean, it was demoralizing to the people that she would berate. But for instance, we talked about before when she berated me, it didn't really bother me because, you know, considering the source, Alex, I didn't take her seriously. You see, watching her with her dictator-type attitude and walking around the West Wing and the White House berating people, who could take her seriously? It was a joke. And the ideal that she has the gravitas to be president of the United States, she clearly, in my opinion, what I witnessed in those 8 years that I protected her, she wasn't a very good first lady. She was a complete failure as Secretary of State. And as far as her 8 years in the Senate, what did she do there? So the Hillary Clinton that I know, that I wrote about in my book, Crisis of Character, is completely incompetent. And, you know, the truth is, if people pay attention, they've also heard that from the director of the FBI. He either told us she was completely incompetent or she was just too stupid to understand the security measures that were supposed to be.
Well, it looks like extreme recklessness, because to lie to Congress after she knew it had been hacked, or she knew she deleted the emails, she's all been caught in lies now.
Yeah.
That's what WikiLeaks said, she should be indicted. The problem is, I guess, Loretta Lynch won't let that happen.
Right. I see the same thing you do. And the other thing, too, is, and I know your listeners are smart, and I know you are, too, but I just want to repeat again. Everything that you hear come out of their mouths, especially her mouth, is, if it's not a lie, well, it's a lie, first of all. And two, it's something that has to do with polling. Nobody knows how this woman really feels about anything because everything is poll-driven. I mean, we see that with this negative attitude towards law enforcement because polls show them in certain demographics in certain cities that plays well. That's all it is. I mean,
so you're saying from your criminology background, Gary Krip, if I'm wrong, profiling her, Trump operates clearly off what he thinks is right and ignores the polls. That way you actually change society, you lead, and get folks that are dumbed down and want to shoot cops in the back of the head to actually wake up and realize that's wrong. That's not how you reform things. But with her, if the polls show with her demographic saying cops are the devil is a great thing, she's going to go with it because is she a sociopath? Is she a psychopath? I mean, that sounds like the M.O. of somebody that doesn't have a personality.
Yeah, she definitely, I mean, I'm not a psychologist, as you know, or doctor.
Yeah, but cops are smart. You were a cop before you were Secret Service. I mean, Secret Service is all about psychology. If you were profiling Hillary, give us a Secret Service profile.
Yeah, my expertise is an observation, and my observing her, there's clearly something wrong with it. You just do not act like she does towards people. I mean, I've told you the stories about her telling a uniformed division officer after he said good morning to her to go F himself. And I've also told you the story about it, which is in my book, Crisis of Character, where she gets so angry, she hits a Secret Service agent in the back of the head with a Bible. Alex, you can't explain that away other than just bone crazy. I mean, and she thought she could get away with it because, Alex, she's gotten away with it her whole life.
Well, I had Bill Clinton's long-term girlfriend on record, Dolly Kyle, in here, and they were on record going to school together, on record dating. I mean, it's on, they've been on TV together back when he was running for office, even before Hillary was around. And she said that Hillary flips out around cops and authority and literally sees the military as the enemy. And that's what she saw back when Hillary was young.
Yeah. And that's exactly what I saw. And that goes exactly to what one of the reasons I wrote my book. And the message I'm trying to get at, Alex, is that the Hillary Clinton and the Bill Clinton that we heard about in the early 90s, of all the crazy stuff in Arkansas, and you know it as well as I do, and in some cases even better, all the stories about the women and their relationship with each other and the state police's statements of how they fought so badly and how crazy it was. And the Clinton machine tried to pass it off as, oh, that's just Arkansas Republican politics. They brought that same show to Washington, D.C., and I stood there with many other people and watched it firsthand. That is the real Clintons. That's the real Hillary Clinton.
Now, I know you've got to be careful because you swear an oath, but also to the country and Constitution, but the Secret Service is not supposed to talk about inside baseball. You've told as much as you can in the book. It's a page-turner. It's important for every Democrat to read and really think about what they're doing. But other tidbits you've never revealed. I know it's all been vetted, so you can legally and lawfully do this. But,
sure.
I mean, to have somebody like Mongino, who's a tough guy, former New York cop, head of the detail, house getting broken into, cars, threats, you name it, you know, getting to him for even speaking out against him, not telling any secrets. You've told a lot more secrets than that. I mean, what is it about her that makes people be so concerned?
Well, it's the fact that anybody that's been around her, like myself, like Dan, anybody in the Secret Service, her staff, the people that are really terrified of her are people that work for her. Because they know the real Hillary Clinton, the one that I described to you, not this fictitious thing you see from the mainstream media. The real Hillary Clinton is cold, distant. She's a dictator. She literally wants to follow no rules, but she wants to invoke all these large government policies that have nothing but pages and pages of rules and regulations for the rest of us. So the reason I think people that, I mean, basically I kind of get the impression you're trying to ask me if I'm afraid of her. No, I'm not. And I know, I mean, I can't speak for Dan, but.
No, I don't think you're afraid of her, and I mean, neither is he. It's just that. What I'm saying is you've gone further than anybody else is what I'm getting at. Why are other people afraid of her?
So they're afraid of her because they've seen firsthand, either they've seen it or the rumors convince them that if they do something wrong, if they step out, something will happen to them. Now, you know, there was this young man that supposedly set up one of her servers and had something to do with the State Department servers. And then supposedly he's been murdered in a supposed robbery in Washington,
D.C. Yeah, shot four times in the back.
Right. Now, I don't know exactly what happened, but I will tell you this, that's what scares people. Now, if that's just coincidental, that certainly helps them, and if it's not, again, I hope it's being investigated. But those are the kind of things, the stories, Alex, that have been around forever about them. And it's not that I ignore them, but, you know, I've been protecting people for a long time. I'm protecting myself and my family as I see fit. And as you well know, we've talked about before, I'm a big fan of the Second Amendment. So
absolutely. Well, look, what is it like then for you to see every day thousands of new emails coming out confirming everything we knew, everything we've talked about? But it's even worse than I thought, where they go, we got to keep them dumb. We got to keep them in the dark. We got to keep them complacent. Hey, this is I mean, just yesterday, this is illegal to take this money from a foreign government. Doesn't matter. Take the money. And then ha, ha, ha. I mean, it's like the classic, like he's the Joker or something, where it's the classic, like they know they're criminals.
Yeah, that's the Hillary Clinton that I describe in my book, as you know. And here's another thing, too, that I wanted to mention to you. You're talking about the emails that were leaked out by WikiLeaks. In the emails where her staff is talking back and forth, and they're saying disparaging things about certain groups of Americans. They're slamming Catholics, which I'm a very proud Catholic. They're slamming Latinos. They're talking about African-American groups. And they're talking about them in a disparaging way. That's the real Clintons. The only reason they tried to – they pander to those people just for votes. They can't – she especially, Mrs. Clinton, I've seen it firsthand, and as you know, I talk about it in the book, she really seems to despise everybody. You talked about her despising the military. It's unbelievable the way she's treated the military and law enforcement that I describe in my book. I mean, Alex, you wouldn't treat anybody that you didn't like. You know what I mean? Like, I don't.
She goes out of her way to be mean. I've talked to two different groups of protective details whenever she was Secretary of State and when she would visit Iraq and places. And they told similar stories about her and just that it was like she would go out of her way to just have huge tirades and scream and yell and call everyone dumbasses and cuss, and they'd bring a German Shepherd into the Green Zone area to check her quarters, and she'd go, get that effing dog out of here, just get me your commander, and just flip out. And they were just like, what the hell?
Yes. Yes. Now, you know, I can tell you that I wasn't there for those instances, but those are the same things that I witnessed at the White House. This is the real Hillary Clinton. And the only reason that she's even... let's face it, she's pretty close to becoming president. I mean, I do think Mr. Trump will win, and God knows I'm doing everything I can to make sure he wins with getting my message out. But the real Hillary Clinton, they can't run it on her own record because her record is horrendous. And they can't run on anything she's done because most of what she's done is a disaster. I mean, how the hell do a handful of men and women end up defending themselves in Benghazi, Libya?
Gary J. Byrne, former Gary
in small arms. When Alex, we have hundreds of millions of dollars of men and women and equipment standing around this country.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt. Yes. Your Skype really degraded. Let's just wait a moment. I think it's going to reconnect. Repeat what you just said. You got cut off when you got to. We got a handful of men defending themselves at Benghazi. And then I want to go back to what you said, because one of their chefs came out and said that they were racist. He's found dead on a hike. The other chef has now gone on record. We should play that clip, saying that the N-word constantly. I know people that work for the Clintons. They said, look, we thought they were probably in the KKK or something, especially Hillary, as much as she, you know, just N-word this, N-word that, stuff I've never even heard, you know, of being around other white people, literally. And all this craziness, loving Robert Byrd, the Grand Dragon, and all this other garbage. But then you were getting to the fact of just disparaging Latinos, you name it. It's just an incredible, they're very elitist is what I'm getting at here. Can you finish up with Benghazi now that your Skype's back, sir? Again, former Secret Service agent in the White House joining us, the new book, Crisis of Character, and then get into more of an elaboration on that.
Sure. So what I was stating in Benghazi was, you know, how is it possible that those men and women fought for 13 hours with $200,000 with small arms when we had hundreds of millions of dollars of men and women around the world with equipment ready to rescue them? That's what the military does, and nobody sent a message. Alex, you can't explain that away. And I don't care what anybody says. It's never been a
message. Well, they've gone on record. They got the stand down more than 10 times.
Yeah, and it is horrendous. And how do you explain that? And, you know, at the time that happened, Alex, I was still a working federal air marshal. And just like my coworkers are now, they're flying all over the world protecting Americans in aviation. And, you know, we came to the conclusion, you know, when that happened, we said to ourselves, what if one of us got taken hostage somewhere in England, in France, and similar things have happened. It hasn't happened to us yet, but it is definitely possible. Would they come for us? And our conclusion was, no, they wouldn't.
That's right. And then the billions we now learn of illegal money to Iran for kidnapping the sailors that weren't even in their waters, that totally sets the precedence to start kidnapping more Americans.
Yes. Yes. And that worries me. Worries me about our military. And, you know, I would like to go back to the days when, you know, our Navy needs to be in those waters. And because they're carrying out the policies of the United States. So our commander in chiefs need to send them the message. If you come into harm's way, if they come at you, if they're firing past you, if they're flying by you, you need to do what the right thing is. And the right thing is you defend yourself. This is ridiculous.
And that's what America would always do. I mean, you little gunboats come up to destroyers and start opening fire, kill them. I mean, open up those big mini guns immediately.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not looking for anybody to start an unnecessary war, but you have to allow us.
Sure, not standing up for yourself is as bad as being a peacenik. If you roll over, it starts a war. If you're too violent, it stops a war. But just letting Iran piss on our sailors for no reason when we've been bending over backwards for Iran.
You have to allow us to defend ourselves. That's exactly right.
Now, let's get back to the race issue, because you get into it in the book, and people I know the Clintons, I mean, look at all the things they've done to the black community, calling blacks super predators. They've got to be brought to heel on video, passing minimum sentence laws that you can say are truly racist. How do they get away with it? And tell us, for folks that can't afford the book or won't read it, with 21 days out, the type of racial stuff you saw or witnessed, sir.
Yeah, the stuff that I saw, Alex, was, you know, the way she berated individual officers, regardless of their race. As far as...
This is so frustrating with the Skype.
You were talking...
Yeah, start over. I almost want to get you back on phone so this is clear. But we'll edit this so it's clear tonight, put it on the news. Start back over with what you saw that was race-based.
What was in the paper? Sure.
Yeah, start over, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, so basically what I saw was she paraded everybody regardless of race, especially if they were in uniform. But when you go back to the emails that were leaked out and what they're discussing, that is the real Clinton machine, the real Hillary Clinton. They are clearly manipulating everybody for votes. And the one thing your viewers and listeners need to understand, you know, the best indictment of Hillary Clinton was actually stated by Barack Obama.
I remember when Obama talked about what a horrible person she was. We should get those clips. Start over. Go ahead.
Obama said Hillary Clinton will say anything and do nothing. So basically, he said that she would say anything and do nothing. And he's exactly right. That is the real Clinton. That is the real Hillary Clinton.
So from your research, you obviously weren't in the Obama White House, but I've talked to Secret Service that have been in both. They say clearly Obama does treat people a lot better than Hillary.
Yes. Yeah. Both President Obama and Mrs. Obama, and as far as I know, their children, from the people that I've talked to, you know, when they first got in and probably about 4 years ago, yeah, they're fine. They're not abusive. I'm sure there may be some issues here and there, but they're nothing like the Clintons were.
How about Bill? I mean, if Hillary's a 9 of being rude and mean and crazy and aggressive, how was Bill?
He's actually the exact opposite. He's nice. He's kind. He's jovial. He was friendly to work around. Don't get me wrong. I'm not a fan. I mean, I wouldn't trust him to drive my 27-year-old niece home. But, I mean, he was pleasant to be around.
Sure. And that's what I get from everybody. It's that Hillary, the psychological experts and others say to me, is obviously unstable, and she's getting worse. As she gets older, she's degenerating. And people are actually, the Russians have said openly, they've analyzed her personality, and they're really scared of her. What people say, good, you want, not scared like pissing in the corner, like scared like they're mobilizing for war.
Yeah. The Hillary Clinton I observed even 15 years ago, 20 years ago when I protected them, to me seemed unstable. I mean, what is it that could make you so mad, Alex, that you strike a Secret Service agent in the back of the head with a Bible? You know what I mean? Like, that's the first sign right there. And as far as Bill Clinton's personality compared to Hillary Clinton's personality, that's why they're together. Because she's nothing but a power-hungry, dysfunctional human being. And he's just very charming, very friendly. You know, I hate to say it, but he's a good politician. I mean, he can spin manure into gold right in front of you. But she is not.
She needed him. That's absolutely obvious.
Exactly.
Gary Byrne, CrisisOfCharacterBook.com, the new book, Crisis of Character. Everybody should get it. Thank you for the time. Look forward to speaking to you again, hopefully, when we've defeated Hillary Clinton. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much.
Knowing what you know about Hillary, you think she might try to steal the election?
I think she's already tried.
That's right. Thank you, sir.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Former senior Secret Service agent, the guy that's had the most courage yet to put a book out exposing her bizarre, vicious behavior, saying that she disparaged Hispanics. But to be fair, he said she disparaged everyone by name. White trash, filth, black filth, Mexican filth, just filth. Everybody's filth, except her, of course. And what I've been told by the military about her from multiple sources all over the world is that she's crazy and that she would blow up and freak out, but also like a robot would just say, "Now, everyone, be quiet." And then she would just go and like turn off like a robot for an hour and then go back to work, everyone. It's like she's a Manchurian candidate or something. And I'm not saying that literally, but when you have multiple people saying she doesn't act like a normal human and she smells like hell. I had Dolly Kyle in here, Bill Clinton's admitted girlfriend and mistress when she was married to Hillary, saying the thing about Hillary was she stunk the worst you've ever smelled. I mean, I don't just say that so they can then have a national campaign. Hillary runs TV ads now saying, I say she smells horrible. Well, that's what I was told. I just added the fact, like in criminology, she doesn't bathe. She throws fits. This is the stuff you see with really screwed up people. That's why you'll see her sometimes all dolled up with her hair done, but a lot of times, most of the time, she looks like really disheveled and weird and dirty because she's a psychopath. And I was just talking to the Secret Service agent earlier about criminology. And he was concurring that this is a very dangerous woman. What would I call that last segment we posted to YouTube? Secret Service agent. Hillary has no soul. Secret Service agent. Hillary stands for nothing but herself. Secret Service agent. Hillary Clinton disparaged Latinos. But in fairness, hates everyone else, but identifies you by your group. Bitter clingers. Oh, the Bernie people in their mother's basements, baristas, pieces of trash. They've been disenfranchised by this economy, and now they hate me. And that encouraged her to like the common people, please. Like them. Oh, gosh, everyone knows Hillary hates everyone. What do we do? Joe Biden, I know a lot of you don't like Hillary here. Because she's a monster. She stole the nomination. Of course. I mean, I asked the Secret Service agent at the end, will she try to steal the election? And what did he say? Smart guy. He goes, well, she already has. She stole the nomination. Hillary has already stolen the election. That's a video I ought to put out. Stanford Research, Stanford University, certify what we told you. 11 states that Sanders won. They have the exit polls where he's winning by 20-30%. He loses by 5%, 10%. Then they have the states where he wins. Of those 11, what was it, 7 of them, he won. And then they go, oh, the superdelegates from New Hampshire to California have decided you don't get them. And then this godsend, this kamikaze patriot, Trump comes in, and he'll get up and he'll say it. Last week, we have the new WikiLeaks emails to Podesta going, oh, I wish we were the head of CNN. Oh, man, we really shouldn't have ever put his early speeches on. We thought it was discrediting. It gave him people that actually know what he's saying, and they know that we're twisting it, so we really screwed up. Yeah, you really screwed up, didn't you? You were arrogant. In the same emails, you thought that Trump would be the better candidate to run against for Hillary. Oh, like the last two Republicans were all establishment and all had little milquetoast backgrounds, and were they good? Were they Democrat-like, what the constituents were looking for? No. Trump's gotten more Republicans signed up to vote, 4 million of them, than in history. Trump's been a huge, giant success. And they're trying to convince you he hasn't been, taking everything he says out of context, like what we've run into. We have to do a video on this all over the country, from Austin to California to you name it. Cities around the nation, states all over. People come over and they go, you know what? Donald Trump said all Mexicans are rapists and criminals. Really? Where'd he say that? And we pulled the clip. Now, he said a lot of the illegals that are here are criminals and they're raping and murdering and stuff. That's a fact. And they just go, no, he hates all Mexicans. That's all they've got. Now he's a sexual assaulter. Bill Clinton's settled sexual assault. Now they've called thousands of women that they know were connected to Trump, that worked in his pageants or were on his TV shows, and they've gotten 9 of them to say he kept holding my hand and asking me on an elevator, or he put his hand on my leg on an airplane. And then we've got them 2 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago. We've got 6 of them sending him emails, and now they're getting phone records with them calling, and their families are going, I don't know about my sister, I don't know about my niece, or I don't know about my cousin, I don't know about my daughter. All she talked about was how she had the hots for Trump. Oh, yeah. See? Your own families are exposing you. And a lot of them are admitting, I'm a Democrat. I'm not even for Trump. But my daughter was in love with him. My cousin loved him. You go check the records. She's asking him to come a few months ago to a restaurant on his campaign. And he didn't come, did he? So now she's going to get her attention one way or another, and she's got Gloria Allred running around behind her. And again, even if Trump had done some of this, then I'd be concerned. But here's the thing. Hillary is 20 magnitudes worse. I mean, Hillary is one of the biggest criminals in history. She's involved in every form of crime you can imagine. She's totally reckless, psychotic, turning jihadis loose that have killed 200,000 Christians and are cutting women's genitals off by the hundreds of thousands and putting 5-year-old and 6-year-old girls in sex slavery and training little boys as young as 6 years old how to saw people's heads off. We've got the ISIS training videos in HD of them shooting people in the head and slitting people's throats, 6-7-year-old kids. I mean, I'm not going to show it to you. You can go find it if you want to. And it's in the new emails from last week and Saturday. Two data dumps. Her talking about Saudi Arabia and their operation bringing in Al-Qaeda and ISIS. I've got a bunch of clips I've got to get to. This is the most important part of the broadcast right now we're about to get to. I just want to let you know that this week we have the debate special. We're going to be covering the final debate, the final showdown before the election. By then we'll be 19 days in. We're 21 days now. It'll be 20 tomorrow. 19 on Wednesday. To honor the original 13 colonies, that's lucky for patriots, unlucky for tyrants. That's a little secret of 13. Got a number 13 tattooed on my back. Things get going a little bit rough. Black gonna turn to red. The final showdown, freedom versus tyranny. Live feed analysis, 13 hours of coverage. Starts 11 a.m. Central, right through a helicopter over the building, right through until the middle of the night with our great crew. Start sending the link out now, Infowars.com/show for Patriot True Coverage. And to mark that, we got 25% off BrainForce, our amazing nootropic. Leading competitors are $50, $60, $70 for things that are similar. This has got stuff that's even prescription in Europe. It's all seen as safe and healthy, but consult your doctor before you use it. Secure your BrainForce, 25% off. That's going. We're going to end the knockout special today. This one is extended for a week. The special we just launched on the BrainForce, but the knockout where you get 9 different healthy earth created, Mother Nature created compounds from L-tryptophan to melatonin to valerian root to lemon balm to chamomile and more. True restful sleep, $14.95, folks. At $19.95, it's a steal. A normal bottle of just melatonin, the same dose, is $19. That's what we have as game changers. Total fusion, amazing sleep. I love it. I don't need it all the time, but I do take it more these days because there's so much happening and going on. It's hard to sleep when you're so excited. Last run ever for the Hillary for Prison shirts. The final run, the final countdown right now. And, of course, your purchase supports what we're doing here. And I'm in the film. Charlie Daniels is in it. It is an expanded version, the second film that Chuck Undersea has put out. It's so important to go to their website and find out where it's showing or through the computer programs that these sites have. You can just say where you'd like to see it. And enough people click it, then they'll have a showing there. I think like 20 people in a theater of 200 click it, then it'll make it show in that town. So that's a way to wake people up. It's a great new film. Chuck Undersea, General Boykin, the founder of Delta Force, Charlie Daniels, G. Edward Griffin, Joel Skousen, myself, Alex Jones. It covers a range of topics, such as privacy, Agenda 21, the Federal Reserve, and much more. And it'll really wake people up. Visit revelationofthemovie.info to purchase the DVD or check into hosting it at a theater near you. And if you want to just rent out a theater and show it, that's what this is all about, folks. Expend your capital now. That's your real voting power or lose everything. Chuck is a retired Army colonel in his own right, a great patriot, and he just has been working on this 5 years to try to battle the New World Order. So this is a key part of the fight. Want everybody to get involved in it. At least get the DVD and buy one for friends and family. It's available at revelationthemovie.info, revelationthemovie.info, or check out theaters in your area. And then finally, I'm getting all these clips. Solutions from Science is one of our oldest sponsors. They're always upgrading the latest solar panel and control unit technology. They have a wide spectrum of units and other survival products. So this is from Science. This is, again, one of my oldest sponsors. You should check it out. This is their top-of-the-line model, their perfect power solar generator. The one I use at my home, I've actually got several of these. I've got one that's 10 years old, still working. It's expandable. Of course, they've been updated. So you can make it as powerful as you want. Normally, around $6,000, they're letting them go for $1,500 as a loss leader. This is unprecedented. Visit PowerGridChaos.com. That's PowerGridChaos.com and get yours before they're gone. PowerGridChaos.com. Okay. You can watch the informational videos there on the site. Let me go through these clips, and I'll give a little bit of commentary as we go. Again, they tell Trump, don't do this. Don't talk about rigging. It doesn't exist, but we got to federalize things to stop the rigging. Don't talk about the Federal Reserve being private or you're anti-Semitic. They're the ones injecting all this race stuff and religion stuff because they're desperate, because they know Trump isn't just trying to get elected as an establishment person. He's trying to use this to change the whole paradigm, to be a revolutionary, to be a leader. Not to do what the little political pundits like Karl Rove and, you know, Axelrod tell you how to do. Their internal memos admit they're in total panic. They're in total crisis, even if they steal it from Trump. It's a devastating exposure of the New World Order. WikiLeaks, look at all of it. We've only begun to fight. Everyone around the world understands the great evil. That's the Democratic Party and Republican establishment, and humanity is on the march. The empire is on the run. So here's Trump in a latest statement. Corporate media, Clinton's most powerful weapon.
Powerful weapon deployed by the Clintons is the corporate media, the press. Let's be clear on one thing. The corporate media in our country is no longer involved in journalism. They're a political special interest, no different than any lobbyist or other financial entity with a total political agenda. And the agenda is not for you, it's for themselves.
Now, how'd the media spin this? They said Trump says there's a conspiracy against him. No, he didn't. He said against us.
Their agenda is to elect crooked Hillary Clinton at any cost, at any price, no matter how many lives they destroy. For them, it's a war. And for them, nothing at all is out of bounds.
That's right. And now six of the nine women.
It's a struggle for the survival of our nation.
It is, folks.
And this will be our last chance to save it on November 8th. Remember that.
Nonviolently. He's absolutely right. I mean, they're going to put five Supreme Court justices in. They're going to shut down the free press. It's all in, folks. And I've never said cheat because I always want to have the moral high ground, but I've been controlling myself lately. Because we know the Democrats are triple, quadruple voting all over the country. God, they're scum. They drive 55 and 70s. They park and take up all the room at a gas station. They piss on everyone. They are demons. They are demons. I've been doing a study. I talked about today. They are just, well, they have studies out that Democrats and liberals are six times more likely to rob and six times more likely to not give to charity, but they'll moral signal, virtue signal, and tell you, or something like 11 times more active, telling you to give. I mean, look at Hillary. She got $2 billion of stolen Haiti money that good people gave but ran through that evil woman. And then she sits around and shakes her finger and says, we're all not paying enough. And Gary Haven, who I know is worth over $1.5 billion, I looked it up. He's given something like $80 million to Haiti. Built whole deals, put in water systems, flights every week. Now it's almost every day because he knows these people. They're dying in front of him, and the government's completely corrupt. And then he tries to fly them in to the main city to get medical care, and the UN's there even trying to stop them. The footage we've got is I'm in there watching it this morning, and I'm like, I can't believe we even have this. This is like it won't matter to the media. They're not going to cover it, but you'll see it. And see, that's the problem. They know now that we're as big as they are, or bigger. And collectively, the independent media is much bigger. And so that's why they're so scared. That's why they want to shut down drugs. They now admit it. They say Federal Election Commission, others, they say, we're going to shut it down. just like the Supreme Court justice told them a year ago. And they're coming after us. I mean, hell, Hillary names me by name. And then I sit there and do joke videos where I talk about the estrogen mimickers in the water and how it is causing frogs to be bisexual and not reproduce and fish as well. And then I make a joke. I don't know how the media takes it out of context and always takes me saying the comment 6 years ago about gay frogs instead of looking at the real science. And then they take the new clip out of context and put it in a national campaign. And I was reading this new ad package by, they're talking about it being up to $20 million of them having me scream about gay frogs. And people say, well, then don't do anything they can't take out of context. Ladies and gentlemen, they're the ones deceiving. I can't control that. They take little clips of Trump acting goofy and take out of context. We're real. That's what real people that don't read off teleprompters and don't follow polls. You want it real? This is what it looks like, okay? And Hillary's put out her official email to tens of millions of her minions about Alex Jones and how bad he is and then how Donald Trump likes the show. Well, you know why? I mean, Donald Trump was told by generals that are advising him who are great patriots and by other people about how great I am. He already knew about some of our work, but he began to look into it and he really clicks with it because he's a patriot. And so, yes, of course, I have an amazing reputation with people that aren't traitors. I mean, all I want to do is have the same tariffs China has on us, you know, like Donald Trump does. Fair, basic stuff. Of course we agree. It's common sense.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Crying on the corner, waiting in the rain. I swear I'll never.
about Hillary? You know, I was thinking during the break, what headline do I give this Haiti report that's coming out in the next few days? New Haiti report will destroy the Clintons? We probably had 10 headlines like that last year. I noticed the trolls said, I've seen this headline a bunch. Oh, admitted WikiLeaks, Hillary running Al-Qaeda and ISIS. This will destroy Hillary if it gets out. Doesn't get out enough. She just keeps sailing on. Am I lying? It should destroy her. The Benghazi stand down being confirmed. We said Hillary ordering Benghazi stand down confirmed. This can destroy her. But it's like, let's hypothetically say I'm shooting a bison with a 500 Smith & Wesson. I don't mean this violently towards her, it's just an analogy. It doesn't destroy the bison unless you actually use it. See the difference? Weird analogy, but it's from an experience I had once. We're sitting here looking at this, and it, those of us that are informed, it just gets crazier and crazier. We're not in the echo chamber. We're in the real world. All I do is read everything. All I do is study everything. And I am marveling that Hillary's gotten away with so much. It's crazy. Now, I've got this amazing Newt Gingrich clip. And listen, I don't like Newt Gingrich. He was hired by the Rockefellers as a professor and a political analyst. He has said a lot of great things in the years, but then flip-flopped on it. He's been for illegal wars. But when he talks and tells the truth, and it's not that I believe him. I know what he says is total truth. In this new CNN clip, he destroys them. That's coming up when we start the next hour. But he really does annihilate them with the truth about how there has been a coup in this country by 20 media executives to deceive the American people. And the question is, will the coup d'etat be successful? This is a death battle by multinational interests who bought off the media to see if they can really get away with selling us and going under world government, which is all being announced. I mean, you can't have a world government and announce it in the New York Times and then have the Pope announce it and everybody else announce it and then say we're anti-Semitic because we don't want to be under a world government. It's kind of like we're racist because we don't want Obamacare. What the hell does that have to do with it? Oh, the president's black. I forgot. Now it'll be you don't like women because you don't want, you know, whatever new nightmare Hillary's got, like banning our guns with executive orders. But we have all the arsenal here to bring down their political system in an info war. We're locked and loaded, people. You've just got to get it out to everybody and make your so-called liberal friends get through your comfort zone. Go up to them, show them, go look at this. This new Haiti report, because a lot of liberals aren't bad people if they're not brain bug level, you know, controller liberals. But actual well-meaning liberals say, look, this is the Haitians hate her. She stole $2 billion. Why is that okay? That's killing people. Her own daughter's emails say we're killing people. 10,000 died just because they let the UN do this horrible stuff. Let's go out to break with the Vice President, Tim Kaine, again, demonizing Trump for talking about this being rigged because it's so obvious. I mean, this is ridiculous. Here it is. You don't control reality, Kaine.
Especially in the last couple of days, as Donald Trump has kind of started to go wilder and wilder, I think after, by all accounts, losing the first two debates, he started to make wild claims, kind of scorched earth claims about the election being rigged, etc. So we have to keep putting out a message, and we need to call on everybody to speak out about the fact that we run elections.
The war for the hearts and minds of the American people will continue on the other side of this quick break. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.